WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Biden administration's hoping the killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar could open the door to a ceasefire. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby called it an inflection point, but at the same time said Hamas remains a threat.
They're still holding hostages, and yes, they still have some capability left to them. So there's still a lethality to Hamas that, can't be underestimated.
In the first statement since Sinwar's death, Hamas said it will not release the hostages until there's a ceasefire and Israel's out of Gaza. 18 days from Election Day, both presidential candidates campaign today in Michigan. In California, there are red flag fire warnings in effect from Los Angeles to the San Francisco Bay Area. Utility companies are warning customers power might be cut to reduce the wildfire risk. And NHTSA will investigate Tesla's full self-driving system after reports of accidents. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More families in Wisconsin are taking exemptions for routine childhood vaccinations than most other states. The state immunization program says about 85% of Wisconsin kindergarten students are up to date on their measles, mumps, and rubella shots. The national average is closer to 93%. Voting rights groups are ramping up their efforts after young adults in Wisconsin got intimidating text messages about voting. Molly Carmichael is a recent college graduate and a member of the League of Women Voters.
Right off the bat, I was pretty upset because I figured this was also going out to other people, maybe people who have never voted before and are excited to vote this November. And so getting a text like that would certainly be really alarming.
Critics say the intent is to scare young people into not voting. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Sad steps taken in the case of Elijah Vu. Almost 8 months after his disappearance, charges have now been filed in the death of the three-year-old. Manitowoc County District Attorney Jacqueline LeBray said Vu's mother is now charged with chronic neglect of a child causing death, child neglect, and obstruction. Her boyfriend is charged with physical abuse of a child, repeated acts causing death, hiding a corpse, and obstruction.
This is an incredibly tragic situation that has shaken our community.
Vu and his mother were living in Wisconsin Dells when he went missing. The toddler's remains were found in Manitowoc County in September. Katrina Bauer and Jesse Vang are in court today. And the Sun Prairie family was displaced by a fire last night. It happened after 11 in the 3000 block of Selkirk Drive. Crews found a fire in the laundry area. It ended up coming from a dryer vent. Everybody's okay, but now they need a new place to live for the time being while repairs are made. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
It's the Badgers and the Wildcats. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin takes on the Northwestern Wildcats tomorrow, kickoff at 11 a.m. Head coach Luke Fickell was asked, how has the Badgers' offensive line improved this season?
I would say as much as anything is just their ability to play together. You know, we've had consistency up front in particular across the board. But I think their ability to, figure out what it is that they do well and play together.
NFL, the Packers host the 5-1 Texans on Sunday. NBA, the Bucks losing last night in Dallas, 109-84. The Bucks finished the preseason 1-3. Were the rookies paying attention last night to head coach Doc Rivers?
Well, sometimes they hear you, sometimes they don't. It's just normal. There's so many things going on in their mind. When I think they're struggling hearing it, I say less. When I think they're open to hearing it, I say more, and you just got to have a good read.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and still a little breezy today. We'll get to the upper 60s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with a low dropping into the low 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, high in the upper 60s to near 70. Then by Sunday, sunshine with a high back into the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Waters. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
Well, that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and an unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Peter Rapine from EPOM's World wraps up with a week in review. The lighter side, join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Cause I need freedom too. I break chains all by myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep on running cause the winner don't quit on themselves.
This is 100% about race. Let's don't pretend it's anything else. It has been from the beginning. Where were all these suspect votes? Detroit, Philadelphia, Atlanta. What do they have in common? High percentage of African-American voters. Those that voted not to certify those elections were basically trying to disenfranchise millions and millions of black voters. It's that simple. They can't stop blacks from voting anymore the way they did in the 60s with the same kind of success, though with these voter challengers, they're going to try.
Thank you, Stuart Stevens went
and
on to say.
I think that what is really to fear here is put yourself in the mindset that the Trump campaign really doesn't think it can win, either the popular vote or the Electoral College. You look at this campaign, it makes no sense. He's not trying to add voters. What they want to do is they want to win the election night until the inauguration. And if they can go in and they can violently disrupt these counting centers, how will states be able to certify elections? You burn down a county center in Arizona, how does a governor certify those elections? What world are we in then? And I think that we really have to anticipate that, think about it.
Ah, yikes. Stuart Stevens. All right, that's why it's time for the Blackest Hour in Radio. Frangela, hi.
Good morning.
Could I interest you in some rice crackers?
How about some broccoli with ranch?
No, well, I don't eat magazine covers. Little shaped magazine covers.
Whoa, if you know, it tastes like shellac.
If you knew how many green rooms I brought this into and how many theaters across this great country and tried to interest Frangela and some rice crackers.
No.
I want to do a quick impression for you. So these are a new kind, and they have, they're wrapped with, hang on a second.
They make
with
a new kind?
Yeah, seaweed. It's wrapped in seaweed, and I dropped one by accident yesterday, and Clyde picked it up, and he just did this. I saw him go. And I was like, that's exactly how Frangela reacts to my rice crackers. He was like,
and those have flavor.
Yeah, the seaweed.
Seaweed flavor.
Yeah. All right.
Seaweed's yummy.
Yeah, go to my Instagram.
Wrapped in dry.
Right.
Go to my Instagram page, Angela V. Shelton, of the Detroit Sheltons, facial acting in the me ordering broccoli at Kansas City Barbecue restaurant is a triumph. Oh, as was Francis Callier's narration.
I'm not acting. I'm trying to survive the moment.
So when I got home, he saw it on the social medias, and he goes, what was she trying to do up in there?
I just wanted to be with you guys. I wasn't that hungry. And they didn't have collard greens. And you know what? I'm done explaining this to people. All right. So, Frangela. I was just talking about this piece in the Hill, the headline. What is the headline? I already wiped my ass with it. Hang on. Let me take it out of the... I wiped my ass with it already. Momentum shifts against Harris in presidential race. Based on nothing. It's just they're trying to make us freak out at this point. Here's the rear headline. Harris maintains strong lead among black swing state voters. They do this fear-mongering here and here about Obama's speech and she's losing black support. Young black men aren't going to vote for her. She's 87% to 12%, the exact same percentage of the black vote that Biden got. And how many of these have you seen? This clickbait, this, you know.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, yep. You know what? Never doubt that the media works for itself.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. It does not work for democracy. It does not work for truth. It does not work for facts. It works to sell. That's what it does.
Yeah. Well, this is NBC. Vice President Harris still has a wide lead over Trump among black voters in battleground states, according to a new poll. This one is 84% likely black voters. 8% say they'll support Trump. Another 8% are undecided. Yep. Francis, did you have any thoughts for undecided black voters at this point?
I mean, are you kidding me? Who are you? Who are you?
Let me be clear about something. If there's some black people out here in any numbers that don't vote for Kamala or don't vote, you will not see black people for like 2-3 days anywhere in America, and you won't be a public restroom you can get into, because we will have taken them all to the ladies' room to have a very, very, very thorough discussion about what we not gonna do.
It's my favorite moment in Kansas City is Francis yelling on stage, "Get your undecided black ass up on this stage! I got to talk to you."
I can't say what I would say on stage on the radio.
No, you cannot.
That's when you gotta come to the show.
We can help you decide. We can help you decide really quick.
Exactly. But the more serious part is what we just played Stuart Stevens talking about. They're quite obvious efforts to suppress the black vote as usual, but also intimidate. That's why, you know, I keep urging people to vote early, because that's why they hate vote by mail and vote early, because they can't figure out how to, you know, intimidate black people at the polls or take out, you know, voting machines in minority neighborhoods so that, you know, the lines are 10 hours long and you can't get off work and you can't get childcare, right?
I was just saying this on the final word, I think last week, that I remember, and I think that probably a lot of us can remember, my mother picking me up from daycare, taking me to vote. I remember going inside of that curtained area, voting, looking at my parents' knees, you know, while they voted. And then cut to me being able to fill out my ballot at home in E. I don't have to, you know, you don't have to go and get childcare. It doesn't have to be after work.
Yeah.
It's not a specific day. The blessings of being able to vote by mail are tremendous.
Yeah. Can I just say, based on your previous stories about your childhood, I'm surprised that your mom put you in childcare, because I would think she'd like leave you with dingoes, or I don't know, cover you with honey, leave you on an anthill. You know, that's surprising to me.
That was weekends, for fun. That was absolutely that.
Okay, a CNN panel exploded when a pro-Trump guest referenced a historical slur against black supporters of Kamala Harris, suggesting that they are the House African Americans. Oh, no. Oh,
they didn't say African American.
Oh, no, they did not. No. Wow. I was, you know what we've been saying? Like, everything is 100% projection now in this race, right?
Yeah. I mean, also, what do they, like, why, when did this become an, like, who is this person? What?
I don't even know. It's,
like, you would say Obama was talking down to black people, and this is what's going on?
Right.
Like, it's crazy to me. I do not understand. And I think that what they're very confused about is that black people have been black their whole black life. So we are used to waiting in lines. We are used to waiting for things. If you think you can outwait a black person, I dare you to look at history. There is no way you're going to stop us from voting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's look at that. So this is CNN. You know, I don't know what to make. This is rural Georgia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I don't think these people are Trump voters. Let's see. Okay. Here we go. Six. Yeah.
Okay. What are your views on the election?
Well, I ain't going to vote for a criminal. Well, what he did in January the 6th, and you know. And the way he could have did something, man. You know, they was beating on them cops down there.
Where's your... There's your other Democrat.
Hi, come join us.
She's a CNN reporter, and she wants some Democrats in Brentwood County. She can't find one. I told her I knew a couple.
I mean, it depends, like, to what degree it's breaking through to people. But that guy, it seems like it is. I mean, the fact he just went on this whole, like, pro-police thing yesterday. Mm-hmm. Not the ones at the Capitol. I mean, he calls it a day of love and nobody was killed and we. He says we, meaning like we, the insurrectionists, you know, nobody had guns. Like, everything he said was a complete lie, right?
Yeah. He didn't call them there? Did any of us know about, I didn't know about no January 6th at all until Trump said be there.
Yeah, be there. It'll be wild.
Shirts.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're crazy.
Yeah. Here's some other, more voters.
I vote Georgia. For the man. I don't vote for their party.
So what are your thoughts on the election?
What are my thoughts on my what?
On the election.
Ain't much to think about it.
Well, who are you going to vote for?
For that person.
Well, who do you think the right person
is? It won't be Donald Trump.
Okay, tell me why.
Last time you saw him talking, did you watch his lips?
Uh-huh.
Were they moving?
Uh-huh.
He's lying.
So he's not voting for Trump.
Nope. Neither one of those gentlemen.
Is the black lady a bridge too far?
He said the right person, so it sounds like it might be Harris. He's all just right. Not willing to say that.
I didn't.
All right, listen, we don't care if you
said. What was he speaking?
He's speaking rural Georgia.
He speaks deedly deedly. He speaks vittles.
Okay, I didn't understand.
He speaks vittles. He speaks vittles.
He said.
It's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, one more.
Mr. Wilson here was telling us that January 6th was a big disqualifier for him.
It should have been.
How do you feel about that?
I feel about it like he's anti-American. Mm-hmm. He's trying to overthrow our government.
I mean, it seems like it's breaking through, you know, but...
Vittles is ready.
Supper's on. Vittles is ready.
Vittles is ready.
That's what he was trying to say. I got to go now. I got to go. Supper's on. Vittles is ready.
I don't want to be regionally. I don't. But I really did have trouble understanding what he was saying.
I speak Vittles. and jive. You know, I was saying this, like, I don't know at this point whether to believe any polls. I don't know. Chris was just being a naysaying, you know, blocking buzzkill as he normally is. And, we won't know for a week. I'm like, no, I think it's going to be a landslide, and we're going to we're going to know on election night. And I'm standing by that. Let's make it happen.
We're going to make it happen. But I was reminded by a friend of mine.
Yeah.
What?
I was reminded by a friend of mine that Trump isn't the president right now. Right. Joe Biden is.
Yes.
And whatever garbage they try to pull, it's Joe Biden who decides
how it gets dealt with.
January 6th, all that kind of stuff, we're not looking at the same fear.
All the threats and the bullying, Angela, I'm like, big on, you have no power here. That's what I'm saying.
Yep. But you know what? I believe they've put enough monkey wrenches in place that we won't know officially
for 2 or 3 days.
All right, so you're on Captain Buzzkill's train. What, are you saying that wasn't a good Glinda? That was a really good Glinda. Be gone.
You've done better, Glindas.
All right. Frangela. But here's the thing. So if it is, you know, as tight as the poll, you know, some, I don't know, it depends on what poll you're looking at. I mean, as I always say to Jody, like, boy, misogyny and racism are hell of a drug, both of them then. Yeah. Because, seriously, a 34-count felon rapist, I mean, oh, my God, who is dementing in, you know, real time, rapidly. He's having a rapid, what is it called? He's having an
de-escalation?
Unassembled.
Sundown.
A rapid... disassembly.
Disassembly.
Rapid disassembly. Right.
Yes.
Or decoupled.
And that it could even be close with, like, one of the most qualified people we've ever had run, who is running, can I just say, kind of a flawless campaign. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, raised $1 billion, has had the shortest runway in presidential history. I mean, the fact that this could even be close is, I get it, a little depressing for people.
Yeah,
it makes me
and
feel crazy.
When you look at, when I'm looking at the billionaires that are pumping money into Donald Trump, it makes me go, when you, I'm looking at people pump money into a liar.
Yeah.
To keep him afloat.
I mean,
by all means, he should have been done for. All of his. His legal issues, et cetera, et cetera. We shouldn't be looking at this man. Mm-hmm.
The evidence that's going to get released today, you're like, for January 6th, I mean, that guy in rural Georgia was talking about it. We were saying the best journalist in America today is the 56-year-old construction worker at the town hall, the Univision town hall, that at least asked a hard question about, you know, accountability for January 6th. To your point, Francis, 75, Elon Musk just gave $75 million. With $75 million gift, Musk joins right-wing billionaires bankrolling Trump campaign. I mean, it's just, you're right. They're just dumping money into.
Dumping money.
Yeah.
And dumping money into a loser.
Right.
To even make him come up to the level of, you know, slime.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. 22 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi's. They're back up at the Dr. Marty's.
Uh-huh.
Bonnie and Clyde have left the building.
Uh-oh.
There. Back up looking for Dr. Marty's.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Listen, you know why? Meat, 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 meat. You know that man song? Just fill in meat.
Yes.
Meat, meat,
meat. I love meat,
meat,
too.
I love to be on a ship with meat. It's turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Those are the first four ingredients. Real meat. My old dog food, Sneaky McSneakerson from Sneaktown made it.
Yep.
Yeah. Meat meal. That's not meat.
No.
No, it's
ick. Packing house scraps.
Yeah. Could be supermarket scraps, anything.
Yeah.
Okay. These are all superfoods, is what I'm telling you, right? They are. There's kale and spinach and blueberries and you name it in there.
All of it.
Yeah. Sweet potatoes. Love it. Bonnie and Clyde love it, love it, love it. It is so good for them. It's raw. It's freeze-dried. All the flavor, all the nutrients packed in. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend right now and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Nice. Done for the Cod Krispies. I say it exactly like that every afternoon, just so you know what my life is like.
Yeah.
Okay. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
I love it. It's a fabulous program.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You still aren't sleeping, you still hurt, you're stressed out. That's how it was for me. So I cleared out my cabinet, reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In 2 non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern that haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee. CB Distillery is the source I trust. I have a 20% discount to get you started right now. Visit CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie for 20% off. That's CBDistillery.com. The code is Stephanie. One more time, CBDistillery.com.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Back by popular demand, Wisconsin's largest and most spectacular Christmas show, Christmas in the Dells, kicks off the holiday season Friday, November 1st. It all starts with a four-course Christmas feast, complete with ham, turkey, and all the fix-its, and with new songs, cast, and costumes, plus a third show added on Saturdays. This truly will be a magical holiday season, highlighted by a live nativity, complete with real animals and flying angels. Christmas in the Dells is not to be missed. Want to save 20% off tickets? Use promo code SAVE20% at checkout and you'll do exactly that. Save 20% off of any of the November Christmas in the Dells shows. Not sure of the date you want to attend? You can purchase a voucher now, save 20%, and choose your date later. It'll make a great Christmas gift for family, friends, employees, everyone. But you need to hurry. The promotion will end soon. Get your tickets today at ChristmasInTheDells.com. That's ChristmasInTheDells.com.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Stephanie Miller.
How bizarre. How bizarre. How bizarre.
Kevin in Arizona, you're on with Frangela. Hi, Kev. Kevin.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, go ahead.
All right, yeah, hey, I've been listening to your show all morning. Once again, a great show. Love you guys. I listen every day if I can. But the topic you cover about Kamala Harris being talked to that way by Bret Baier, I have to say, and this Friday, I want to kind of be a little upbeat, but a lot of people have experienced that, particularly African-Americans. I work in a corporate America, and I just have to say it, just some people come off at you and they say things like that. And I've grown to even push back to say, who are you talking to that way? And when I saw that, it kind of just put chills on me because I have had people come off at me that way.
Yeah.
And even serving in the military. And I think I think it was good to happen because what we need to do is we need to see, even at the highest level, even with Barack Obama when he was president, and even with Kamala Harris, that people are being talked to that way.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I hear you. And by the way, every woman understands being interrupted and mansplained too. So seven million people saw that. So good. Yeah, sorry, we have just 10 seconds, but I didn't get your reaction yet to the Brett Baer interview for Angela.
Oh. I'm proud of her for doing it, and she handled it exceptionally well. I would have lost my mind.
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
Exactly. More with Fridays with Frangela on The Stephanie Miller Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris is warning Wisconsin supporters of what she calls the serious consequences if Donald Trump returns to the presidency, especially since the U.S. Supreme Court granted Trump broad criminal immunity.
Just imagine Donald Trump with no guardrails, right? He who has vowed, if reelected, he will be a dictator on day one.
Harris was in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay yesterday. A bail hearing today in Manitowoc in the case of a couple from Two Rivers now charged in the death of her 3-year-old son. Elijah Vu went missing in February, and his body was found last month. Katrina Bauer is charged with chronic child neglect causing death and obstructing an officer. Jesse Vang is charged with child abuse and hiding a corpse. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We've got a warm weekend ahead for mid-October. If you've got outdoor projects, you want to go to the apple orchard, the pumpkin patch, do it this weekend. Highs will be in the 70s throughout the Madison area. 57 is an average high for today, October 18th. Today, we might actually hit 70. But that means fire danger is high across almost all of Wisconsin today. The DNR is enforcing burn bans in many areas because of dry conditions. We just haven't gotten enough rain. Plus, vegetation is drying. There have already been at least 9 wildfires this week across Wisconsin. Amy Penn from the DNR.
This week, we actually have had a couple fires started from mowing operations, you know, so it has to be pretty dry before that can cause a wildfire. So it's kind of where we are.
It can help to mow or use any equipment early in the morning or later in the evening when the fire risk is lower. You can keep an eye on the DNR's website for the fire risk. And that's what you need to know on your Friday. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Bright, blue, beautiful skies all weekend long. As winds continue to stay feisty today, up to 25 miles per hour, it'll shove our highs to the low 70s today and tomorrow. And then we get bumped up to the upper 70s on Sunday. All while fall colors across the state are peaking. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 50 degrees at our studios.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens what? When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
Well, that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, my guest for Freaky Friday is Racine paranormal investigator Ron Helmick, who brings actual audio footage of a ghost. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr stops by.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Ad Council.
We're going to
We have to reinvigorate our police. We have great police. They're not allowed to do their job. If they do their job with gusto, which is what we want them to be fair. And you know, the sad thing is you'll always have a bad apple. And, you know, hundreds and hundreds of arrests. One bad arrest is on the front page of every newspaper. And these people are incredible. They want to do their job, just like the Border Patrol. They want to do their job. We're going to let them do their job. And I'm going to give them immunity. We're going to protect them because they do things and they end up getting sued. They lose their family. They lose their house. They lose their pension. They lose everything.
We need to reinvigorate our police, Frangela. That's what Trump...
By bashing them?
Right.
I don't... Yeah.
Does this go back to
shaken baby syndrome? Like, what... Yeah.
Does this go back to his purge idea that he had?
Yeah. Oh, the day of... Yeah. What did he say? It was one really rough day.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Can I just say that Univision town hall, we were saying, turns out that's the best journalist in America right now, the construction worker that actually asked some real questions. And I was saying the faces on the people in the town hall told you everything I needed to know. They were just like... I mean, I get the sense of just people not buying his BS anymore. Him talking about January 6th, no one got killed, no one had weapons, it was a day of love. Like, everyone's like, what?
We saw it with our own eyes. And I don't care, Grandpa, how many times you sit here and try to tell us you won the Civil War, you didn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Josh Hawley was running away from a day of love?
Yes.
Right.
Okay, got it.
By the way, did I mention you should vote for Lucas Kuntz, who is hilarious, and not fisting aficionado Josh Hawley? Mm-hmm. Okay. CNN's John Berman prodded a Trump spokesperson to explain why Trump referred to January 6th as a day of love. He said, is Donald Trump confused? Does he literally not understand the facts, or is he deliberately trying to spread misinformation? I feel at this point it could be both with his dementia. I don't know, right? You feel like...
Well, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, he's lying. It doesn't really matter because he's lying. He saw the proof. He told them to take away the metal detectors when they said, you know, they've got these huge guns. He saw them with guns and he said, but they're not here to hurt me. We know that he's lying.
Right. You saw footage of them with guns.
Yeah.
I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Okay. This was in the Bulwark. Speaking of being sick of Trump's BS, it's called The Twilight of America's Excuses. Over the last decade, we've created a stream of rationalizations for why so many voters want Trumpism. That stream is about to dry up. I mean, I have to hope this one, you know, everybody writes an opinion piece now, but, you know, people hate partisanship. They just want a president who gets things done. Joe Biden passed bipartisan gun reform, the CHIPS Act, Inflation Reduction Act. He passed as much major bipartisan legislation as any president in a generation. Bob Woodward, who can go stuff it in many ways.
Yeah, literally.
But his new book, he said, you know, they're writing here, Bob Woodward, who was as jaded and cynical as anyone in Washington, was talking about the Biden presidency, that what surprised him. He said the legacy of the Biden presidency will be the core, pardon me, the core national security team that he built and kept in place for nearly 4 years. They brought decades of experience as well as basic human decency. I believe President Biden and his team will be largely studied in history as an example of steady and purposeful leadership. It's the myth that Trump's trying to sell about the Biden-Harris, you know, administration, and the reality, every economic indicator, as we keep talking about. This, what's the lunatic's name? Short for lunatic, Representative Anna Paulina Luna,
yeah.
Republican of Florida,
yeah.
said she was not expecting a call last week when President Biden called her. She said, I did not expect that. I talked to him on the phone for about 10 minutes. The first thing he asked me, what did I need for my constituents? How did I fare with the storm? And then we move forward into talking about the issues that we're having with FEMA. I've obviously been very critical of President Biden in the past, but I will say him stepping in and taking control of the situation to assist for the right reasons was very honestly kind of shocking to me. That's because all you
shocking?
Do is watch Fox News and listen to Trump.
Right.
She's one of these far-right lunatics that goes, oh, the reality of President Biden is he's a fantastic president who really cares about hurricane victims. I mean, I hope that that's breaking through with more people, right? Because she's a lunatic.
She is. She's absolutely
You know, we played a gentleman talking about how his father-in-law was listening to Trump. Right? We played that. And, you know, the reality is that I think that we do need these things to break through. People need this help. And, you know, and it is especially during these horrible situations like hurricanes and what have you, that this is what government is for. Right. It is here to help you. And all this, oh, she's a socialist. They're, you know, yes, yeah. You need socialism. Yeah. You need help. The roof is off of your house.
And we've been talking all week about how these right-wing militias have been hunting FEMA, who had to evacuate areas where people desperately needed help because of all these lies. Mm-hmm.
And he says nothing. Mm-hmm. He says nothing except stoking these ridiculous conspiracy theories like they're going to take your house. Mm-hmm. Yes. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what else to call him, a cancer, a poison, something. We just have to excise this on November 5th. But one epidemiologist says MAGA disease causes Trump followers violence. He said in these countries where you can't speak or act freely, you don't want to live there. Life is fear. People fear the government, their neighbors, even their family and friends. Businesses and the press can be taken away. People can become suddenly imprisoned or disappear. That's what he's trying to sell where we live now. Mm-hmm. I understand MAGA as an epidemic disease infecting many through what I call brain flaws. There are brain pathways for copying and following others in the cortex, dopamine system, pain setters to motivate conformity and violence. Violence is a disease, specifically a contagious disease. The disease spreads through these brain processes. He believes Trump's movement is a dangerous and lethal syndrome of that. I describe it as authoritarian violence disorder. Trump is a massive super spreader using streams of lies to reprogram people's brains into a pathological state, causing them to abandon their own decision-making and obey. Our economy, as well as our health and personal well-being, could deteriorate beyond what many Americans are willing to imagine if Trump is allowed to have power. I mean, I don't know how many different types of people can warn how many different types of ways, but you know what it is he is trying to convince them that Democrats are going to be violent to them unless they strike first, right?
Yes, yes. In Harry Potter, there's a monster called a Dementor.
Yep.
And that is what Donald Trump is to the American people. He's a Dementor. He's just sucking the energy out of people and creating fear. And once he's got you in that trance, it's very difficult for people to get out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's the connection, is that their fears lead them to him. And once he gets his claws into them, they can't get out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me give you another example. He doubled down on his attacks on Democrats as the enemy within name-check Speaker Pelosi, as well as her husband Paul Pelosi, as sick and evil. So Paul Pelosi, what, deserved the hammer in the head from this lunatic? There is not enough said about this lunatic Trump supporter was there to assassinate Nancy Pelosi. It's only because she wasn't there that, I mean, this whole thing, the Pelosis are, what did Paul Pelosi do? But this is how he demonizes people. Trump branded Democrats as the nation's most dangerous threat. He said they're Marxists and communists and fascists. Okay. Those are all different things. He doesn't know what any
communists
of them mean.
Communists and fascists are on the exact opposite end of the spectrum.
Right. He said they're sick. The more difficult, you know, the Pelosis, these people, they're so sick and so evil. How is Paul Pelosi sick and evil for taking a hammer to the head? I mean.
That's right. And it's a cult, and the MAGA people would literally chew off their own foot to stay in the trap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they will harm themselves to stay in the trap. A man will sit there and literally not get FEMA help when he is hungry.
Yeah.
When he is not food or clean water because of the delusion and the mass, you know, delusion of this and just really wanting to hold on to this racist white identity politic. That is what he's selling.
I love Nancy Pelosi said she won't even say Trump's name aloud because she considers it a grotesque word. this part, because I know you guys, you know, the Biden for dinner camp, like many of us were in, This isn't going to be an interesting discussion, I think, moving forward. She revealed she has not spoken to President Biden since urging him to drop out of the race. She said she believed a cold political calculation was necessary after seeing the president's performance in the debate. She said that outweighed her fondness for him as a friend and longtime ally. She said, I have the greatest respect for him. I think he's one of the greatest consequential presidents of our country. I think his legacy had to be protected. I didn't see that happening on the course it was on, the election was on. My call was just to let's get a better course. He will make the decision as to what that is, and he made that decision. But I think he has some unease because we've been friends for decades. She said, elections are decisions. You decide to win. I decided a while ago that Trump will never set foot in the White House again as president or in any other capacity. And so she encouraged the Democratic Party to nominate Kamala Harris. I have to say, Nancy Pelosi has rarely been wrong politically, and I guess we would have to say she's right. I know a lot of us have some thoughts about doing what was done publicly or not and how Biden was treated. But, boy, nobody counts votes like Nancy Pelosi. And I got to say, based on what's happening, you know, I think we're going to win. I think we're going to win big. But how are your thoughts and feels about that whole process still?
I'm gonna die mad about how they treated Joe.
Me too.
Yeah. I'm going to die mad about, because they didn't just call him and say or publicly say, we think we need a new candidate. They did things like tell donors to not donate to him. They did things like, you know, and the reality here is not only did it not need to, it didn't need to go that hard. You didn't need to join the chorus of, is he competent? You know, to make this happen.
You do a very good discussion about what happens at the barbecue and what happens in the house.
That's right.
In the family.
Exactly. That's right. We don't do that. Before we got in the car to go to this election barbecue, what did we say?
We're not going to talk
about it at home.
That's right. We're not going to talk our business in these streets.
I believe you know what? If your brother stabs you at the barbecue, you're on his side until you get back in the house?
Exactly.
He's fine. He's fine. That ain't nobody's business but you in the precinct. That's it.
That's it. But I'm going to tell you the truth is that what we watched was a public situation in which we did not know the status of Joe Biden on our side before this happened. Because the reality is that he was forced out because of a performance issue. Mm-hmm.
Does it not make you re-infuriate you, though, when you look at Trump's obvious spiral into complete dementia? You're like,
my goodness.
Biden had one bad debate, and he hasn't said anything comprehensible barely in months.
Also, he's refusing to give up his love for Hannibal Lecter. I can't get out of my mind. Of course it is infuriating that these standards are being placed on everybody else and nowhere near on him. Absolutely infuriating and disgusting. And also, let's not give them credit for Kamala, because the reason we have Kamala is because black ladies got together that Sunday night.
Yeah, well, that's what I always said. It is only
because they were trying to skip her.
Yeah. That's what I said. I mean, I always said, you know, it is his decision alone, but they better not try to skip over the first sitting black lady vice president. I was like, no, these mini primaries, contested convention, none of that.
No, people weren't saying Kamala that week. They were saying all this, we'll have to figure out the process, and we'll do this, and the little pageants that they wanted to have. And it's because out here in the world went, no.
And we were like, the process says you can suck our, that's what the process is.
Thank you.
See, that letter that you read at the beginning of the show, that's what they're talking about.
You don't
about.
Know what meant.
Yes, could have
been
do.
Pinky finger, could
Stephanie
have been.
Stephanie Louise.
We know it.
All right, my point is we're all
You've upset people again.
Yes.
My point is, we're all Team America now. What is this headline? Women for Harris Walz birthday phone banking with Christine Pelosi and Stephanie Miller tomorrow at Grassroots Democrats headquarters. Our sexy liberal partner, Team Pelosi, Stephanie Miller, and Grassroots Democrats HQ excited to partner on a phone bank for Harris Walz in celebration of Kamala Harris's birthday. Join us tomorrow there's going to be birthday cake for Angela. Come 3 to 5 here in Westwood. We are tweeted about it and did things
Facebook,
about it.
Facebook, yes.
Come on, there's birthday cake.
Oh, yay! I'm in Detroit.
Oh, Right. That's a good enough excuse.
Yeah, I think that's an excuse.
All right.
It's a drive.
Remember not to talk Detroit to Detroit.
Right.
Okay.
I think that's the main thing we learned this week.
I love a big Gretch going, keep Detroit out your mouth. I love me some Gretchen Whitmer. Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Big Gretch.
Big
Gretch. Okay. Big Gretch. I was like seriously, you know what, when you said Big Gretch, I sincerely was like, does Stephanie know a rapper that I don't know?
All right. She's doing a collabo.
Do I have in the club? Yeah, because, Angela V. Shelton of the Detroit Shelton's will be celebrating Kamala's birthday with Big Gretch, because what? It's Kamala Harris's birthday. It's her birthday. It takes Chris LaVoy too long to get in my birthday.
Two seconds ago.
She's
dancing. Oh, I hear it.
What? She's going to be 60. She's going to be 60.
She's older than you then.
What? Yeah. Kamala Harris's birthday. That's what I'm talking about. Hi. Hi, it's Stephanie Miller. Vote for Kamala. That's me on the phone bank tomorrow. Yeah. What? What you going to get America? Kamala Harris presidency. Yeah.
Don't do that.
I can't wait for your collabo with Big Gretch.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be, wow.
Wow.
I'm on tenterhooks.
Oh, boy.
I sincerely was like, is she talking? How does she know about a rapper I don't know about?
Stephanie's so down.
We're like this, me and Big Gretch, ever since she walked by me at the DNC and I screamed, oh my God, I love you. It's Gretchen Whitmer. And she looked at me in, terror. That was our moment.
Very quickly.
That was our moment.
Okay. It was like a loving runaway. Animal. Sometimes when people run away, it's because they
can't handle all this. Yeah. They can't handle this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's that.
Stop doing that.
Yes.
I'm glad you're in a split screen because not everybody can see what we see.
Don't do that.
Some people aren't ready for this smoke show.
Oh, God.
50... Make it stop. Chris, you're the one that's supposed to make it stop.
Go to break.
See, that's what broccoli and ranch dressing does to your
Exactly.
Yes.
Me and Big Gretch.
What are you doing with your hands?
House. Peace out, the Altima.
What are you doing with your hands?
What? I don't know. Sure. Okay, 51.
Don't use all your moves on once. Don't use all your moves at once, Big Steph. Don't.
It's part Ed Grimley, part Donald Trump handy J dance. I'm not really sure what's happening.
That's a good description.
We're running late.
Yeah. Great.
Wow. 51 minutes after the hour. To hecklers, this portion of the show brought to you by the freedom of from religion.
Right,
we have freedom of religion and from religion. Did you know that? Nearly a third of Americans have no religion.
Right.
Plus 34% of Gen Z religiously unaffiliated.
Whoa.
Right, this is not just another election. This one's poisonal. Your rights, your freedoms, your future—they're on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms—all decided by who we elect. It's so critical to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join us. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting constitutional principle of church and state. Church, over there. State, over there. Sit, stay. Okay. Join this critical fight. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text the word liberal to 511-511. Get a free issue of FFRF's newspaper, Free Thought, today. Text liberal, 525-511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the movement to protect what matters most. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Yep.
Text liberal, 511-511 or ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
Wow. Wowie, wow, wow, wow.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, when it comes to protecting your home and family, it's always better to stop trouble before it even has a chance to start. That's why Simply Safe is changing the game with their new Active Guard outdoor protection. It offers a double layer of defense, cutting-edge AI plus real-time monitoring by Simply Safe's live security agents to keep intruders out and prevent crime before it happens. If someone suspicious steps onto your property, Simply Safe agents are on it immediately. They'll see and talk to the intruder, set off sirens and flash spotlights to scare them away, even call the police if needed. to help you get help fast. Other systems only react after a break-in. SimpliSafe combines live monitoring and proactive protection both inside and outside your home. And right now you can save 50% on a new SimpliSafe system with a select professional monitoring plan. Visit SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie to grab your 50% off today. That is SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. SimpliSafe. One more time, SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. 50% off today. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What Jesse happens Water. When a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
But that's okay, though.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see what I did there?
Yeah.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Jody Hamilton's brilliance in every area of life. I'll tell you how she to help me in a minute. She knew about Credo Mobile way before I did. Uh-huh. She's precious and she has prescience.
Yep.
That's what I've said.
Yep.
Credo Mobile is America's only progressive phone company.
Yeah.
Who knew? You don't have to get in business with anybody's sketch.
No.
You can share, right? Use a company that shares your values and gives millions to progressive nonprofits, like the same very same causes a sexy liberal has given to over the years, right? Planned Parenthood, Reproductive Freedom for All, Transgender Law Center, on and on. When you join Credo Mobile, you get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on phones. In October, if you use the promo code VOTE50, Credo will donate $50 to Vote.org, who has helped register millions of voters, and you'll get $250 off any new smartphone. So easy to switch. Bring your phone, bring your number, and go. CredoMobile.com. That's CredoMobile.com. Jody Hamilton, Fine America, has told me how to get my bedside clock off of military time. And that's to that I say, God bless America. My favorite line of the morning is you guys all going, how have you lived all these years? It's that button there. Thank you, Jody.
Mm-hmm.
We love you, Frangela. Final word.
We love you.
Love you. Idiot of the week. SexyLiberal.com. Get those pay-per-view tickets for L.A.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Peter Rapine from E-Bombs World wraps up with a week in review, The Lighter Side. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Listen, saving a lot on a comfortable mattress with a lifetime comfort guarantee is easy. Why? Because we make our mattresses right at the store. Yeah, we cut out the middleman and voila, you got it. We pass the savings directly on to you every day. So hurry in today to your local Verlo, where there are no middleman markups. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation.